Springfield City officials, including Mayor Dominic Sarno and City Council President Mike Fenton, have vowed not to allow MGM to make any changes to the project that will reduce the number of jobs promised or lower revenue sharing payments to the city. Fenton scheduled a special meeting of the council to discuss with city planners and economic development officials how they intend to go about analyzing the changes in the project recently proposed by MGM.
The decisions that the City Council, the Mayor, and the Mass Gaming Commission make in the coming weeks are going to have lasting impacts on our residents and this area of Western Massachusetts for generations. And as elected leaders, we need to do what is right, not what is going to ruffle the least amount of political feathers, or what will keep our allies most pleased.
The council president and 10 other members of the 13-member body held a news conference last week to voice their collective displeasure with MGM's new plans for the casino project and to warn the Las Vegas-based company that councilors will drive a hard bargain when it comes to approving the changes MGM wants.
The council is standing together in voicing our displeasure regarding the way that this process has unfolded.
In documents filed recently with the city and the state, MGM proposed to reduce the size of the Springfield project by 14%, or about 122,000 square feet. MGM also wants to scrap a marquee 25-story hotel from the project. MGM President Mike Mathis at a news conference last week called the changes design tweaks. He previously said the decision to scrap the glass facade hotel tower was because of skyrocketing construction costs. The new plan still calls for a 250-room hotel, but on 6 floors instead of 25. The other changes impact the space in the casino development that is to be set aside for retail, dining, and non-gambling entertainment. Springfield Chief Development Officer Kevin Kennedy said last week that a preliminary review of MGM's new plans caused alarm.
And my notes here clearly indicate that there were a 36% reduction in the retail space, and that's the piece that we're very, very concerned about. We're also very concerned about the, while we have the same number of bowling alleys and the same number of cinemas, there's been some reductions there, which we are also going to take a look at.
At the direction of the mayor, City Solicitor Ed Pakula sent a letter to several top MGM officials asking them to attend a meeting Thursday with local officials to explain the reason for each proposed design change and how the proposed changes will impact MGM's obligations to the city. Pakula said the mayor and council need to approve any material changes to the project.
We've got a host community agreement that has specific components that have square footage requirements, and other descriptions of the amenities that have been promised to us, and the mayor has indicated they expect no less than what has been promised.
Mathis said MGM will deliver all the promises made, including 2,000 construction jobs, 3,000 permanent jobs, and revenue to the city and the state. He said despite the proposed downsizing, MGM will still spend more than the $500 million minimum required by the 2011 state gaming law to construct the casino.
There is no $500 million minimum spend issue. We are going to spend the $800 million and then some, including in that category. So we will not need any relief from that threshold. We're totally comfortable with that threshold. And we will be delivering an $800 million plus project even with these changes.
Massachusetts Gaming Commission Chairman Stephen Crosby in a statement last week said the changes proposed by MGM are, quote, significant and will be closely reviewed by the 5-member commission. The state casino regulators won't act, however, until local officials weigh in on MGM's latest plans. Reporting from WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau on the campus of Western New England University, I'm Paul Tuthill.